Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of Science Who, where we take scientists from the past and learn about them together. You can reach us at our website of wnth.radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, let's get straight into our episode about Alexander Wood and the hypodermic needle. Alexander Wood was born on December 10th, 1817, in Fife, Scotland. He was a son of a physician and moved to Edinburgh's New Town district in 1921. There, he would receive early education at a private school before going to Edinburgh University in 1832. At university, he studied arts and medicine. He graduated with a master's degree in 1839 and established a private medical practice in Newtown. At the private practice, he was appointed physician to the Stockbridge Royal Public Dispensaries. While also working at the private practice, he would also marry Rebecca Massey on June 15th, 1842. He would also lecture at the extramural medical school in 1841, although he failed later attempts at appointments at the University of Edinburgh in Glasgow. His main contribution to the medical world is discovering that you could use the hypodermic needle to inject medicine or any other type of thing, like a blood transfusion or saline into a human. And so humans have been using syringes for centuries, syringe-type tools with the plunger and the tubing, for centuries by the 1800s, and only in the 1800s did Charles Gabriel Pervez stick a needle at the end of the hypodermic needle, calling it at the end of a syringe, creating the first hypodermic needle. And it's called a hypodermic needle because hypo meaning under, and then derm meaning skin, like a dermatologist. By mere coincidence, Charles Gabriel Pervez was a French guy, and by mere coincidence, Pervez and Woods never crossed paths, but Woods became the first ever to deliver medicine through the hypodermic needle. And Pervez only stuck the needle at the end in 1853, and then died the same year. So he didn't have a chance to really explore his new invention and explore his new discovery. And so the amazing thing about the hypodermic needle is that there's no need for extra tubing, because in the past you would need all this extra tubing and it would be much more complicated. And this really revolutionized the medical industry and the nursing industry as well. And these dosages of medicines and blood transfusions and saline could also be given in more specific and exact measurements compared to just like sticking a bottle at the end of a syringe and sticking a needle, all this other tubing necessary. It's just with this hypodermic needle, it all became outdated and unnecessary, really. From 1846 to 1852, while he was still discovering and working with the new hypodermic needle, he was elected to the Edinburgh Police Department Commissioners. And there he chaired the committee of the Association of the Improvement of the Condition of the Poor, So this really goes to show how he was a really active member in his community, as well as an active member in the medical industry, and he was all around a really good guy. And his public work was fueled by a strong personal faith, faith in the Christian religion specifically. And so he joined the Free Church of Scotland in 1843. But sadly, he died in 1873, 30 years later. So he had all this time, all those 30 years to work with the hypodermic needle and really expand, and really bring a new light and really bring a lot of progress to a fur to a really dying place of interest. And so he really revolutionized the medical industry. He died in his home February 26th in 1884 after a short illness. So you can tell at towards the end of his life he was prone to a lot of illnesses, constant illnesses and frequent illnesses. And this caused him both to retire and to for him to pass away. Thank you for listening to this, the 10th episode of Science Who. We have new episodes weekly. You can reach us at our website of wnth.radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Thank you, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.